And let's get into the Word. And I want to bring out a thought here tonight that hopefully will help someone. I pray that the Word will find its mark in our hearts. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what makes it so special to live for God. It's not a political system. It's not a governmental system. Amen. But it's a spiritual system. Amen. It's a spiritual kingdom. It is a spiritual way to walk with God. Amen. When you're walking in the Holy Ghost and God is moving in your life, amen. I'll tell you, I don't know what it was. I had a dream last night. I hesitate to even tell it. It may not mean anything, but I had a dream last night, and I was somewhere in an area where there was a store, and there were people all around. There were just all kinds of people all around. And I walked into the store, and there was one of those racks, you know, one of those tall racks, and they've like four sides, and they've got all these things, whatever, electronic stuff and whatever that's hanging on there. And I walked over, and I started looking at one of the items. Just I wasn't thinking about anything or anything, and I just stood there, and I started looking at that item. And all of a sudden, I just got caught up in a trance. Like what the Bible says. I'm not talking about anything spooky here tonight. But all of a sudden, everything else was gone. And I started speaking in tongues. And I spoke in tongues. And I don't know how long I stood there at that rack, not even knowing who was around me or what was going on around me, until all of a sudden a young man came up to me and said, "Sir, are you all right?" And it jarred me back to reality, and I began to talk to him. I don't know. I think what we need to do is understand that God wants to move through us in the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. The work of God is not work. It is work, but it is not grievous work. Praise the Lord. Praise God. If you had somebody by your side that knew everything, and could show you everything that you needed to do, and it would work out all right. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Amen. Look at all the things that we could get accomplished. That's what I think the Lord wants to do in our lives, is He wants to be close. He wants to get close to us. Amen. I read back many years ago when revival was sweeping through our country in so many different areas, that people would find prayer time. And they would be at the house of God, and they would pray, and 1 hour would stretch into two, and two would stretch into four, and I've even read some reports where folks prayed as much as it went into 16-hour prayer meeting. I don't think we know anything about that in our generation today, and I'm not trying to build us up into something here tonight, but we need to walk close to God. The fears and the troubles and the struggles that we have, I believe that they can be dissipated and taken off of us. Amen. He can lift them off of our shoulders through the power of the Holy Ghost. And we can be free, so we can hear God and we can follow God. And we can do the will of God every day. Well, praise the Lord, whatever that's worth tonight. But I think it goes along with this here. Let's pray together and let's ask for the help of God. Father, we thank you for the Word of God tonight. We thank you for the truth. And I'm asking you, Lord, to lay your hand upon us. Let the Word of God find its mark. We ask it tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. 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 You may be seated tonight. Amen. When we think of the kingdom of God, we often think of a church building. We often think of a pulpit or a pastor or a minister. And we think of those things. I really enjoy church buildings. Everywhere I go, if I have the opportunity, I'll take a picture of a church building. And I'm trying to compile a folder with pictures of church buildings in different areas. And I especially love the older church buildings that are built out of stone and all of that. My wife and I was in Wichita a few months ago, and I wanted to go inside of a church. And so we just stopped one day, knocked on the door. Actually, we just opened the door and walked right in. And the man gave us the key to the place almost and said, just check it out and walk all over. And so we did. And I enjoy churches. Amen. I really do. Because the church is here because of compliments of Calvary. Amen. And I look at churches today that have golden crosses on the front of them, and I say, compliments of Calvary. Amen. I look at people that are living high on the hog today, and I say, compliments of Calvary. I look at big buildings, and I say, compliments of Calvary. Amen. Everything that we have is not what we have built. Amen. It's not what we have done. Come on, somebody, help me tonight. But it's what he did and what he wants to do through us. Praise God. And the Bible says here that the Pharisees, who were caught up in this thing of buildings and rituals and programs and all of those kinds of things, and they came to him and they demanded of him. They said, when is the kingdom of God going to come? We've been waiting for the kingdom of God. The prophets in the Old Testament have spoken of the kingdom of God that will come and the Messiah that will come and drive away the Romans from our land, and he will set up his kingdom. What they didn't say, and it was written behind the lines here, was that they wanted the Romans gone so they could be the ones that would be in control. Amen. They were the ones that wanted to have authority over others, and it was their sole purpose and sole reason. And the Lord just had a way, and always has a way, of throwing us off track, I guess, when our heart's not right. And he said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, and they're not going to say over here or over here. Amen. I've heard of many revivals and so forth over the years. Oh, there's a great revival over here in this state. And there was something that was going on many years ago in Florida. And all of a sudden, I come across a man here in our city and asked him how it was going. And he said, I'm moving down there where that church is. And I said, oh, really? You're quitting your job, selling your house, and moving down there? Yes, sir, I want to be where the revival is. And it didn't work out. Amen. And I saw him the other day back in this area, and worse off than when he started. Because the Bible does not say that believers will follow signs. But Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Praise God. The signs are going to follow the believers, not the believers following the signs. Amen. If we're believers in our heart and in our life and we're walking close to God, I believe that there are going to be things that will take place and that will naturally follow after us. Amen. And so he said, it's not here, it's not there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. What a wonderful thing that is for God to come on the inside of a person. Praise God. Ezekiel spoke of it in Ezekiel 11:17. He said, therefore saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered. And I will give you the land of Israel, and they shall come thither, and they shall take away the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh. Praise God. That's really the work that God wants to do in our lives through the power of the Holy Ghost. We read also in the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 28, And we see here that Joel was prophesying in the Old Testament, and he said, "And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." Everybody said all flesh. "All flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams." Well, praise God. I just dated myself, didn't I? "Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions." Praise God. And so when the book of Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Peter stood up with the 11, and in verse 16 he declared, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, amen, shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." And he goes on and reads or quotes some more of the book of Joel, and he said, "It is determined by God," in verse 33, "Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which you now see and hear." Well, praise God. The kingdom of God was not a building somewhere where everybody went, amen, to pay their taxes. Amen. The kingdom of God was not some sort of man-made governmental system, but it was a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel chapter 2 and verse 28. Amen. That God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And he said, what you see, he saw them worshiping God, much like what we were worshiping God tonight. He said, it is shed forth this what you hear. He heard them speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Come on, somebody. Amen. We've got some work to do here tonight. Amen. Somebody has a need in their heart. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not coming and sitting on a church pew only. Praise God. It's not here. It's not there. There's not a hot seat in the church. Anna's not sitting on the hot seat. Praise the Lord. Freddie's not sitting on the hot seat. Amen. But it should be right inside of our heart, through the power of the Holy Ghost that God has poured out upon us and given us. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17, that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Everybody said righteousness, peace, joy. Amen. Isn't that what everybody in the world's looking for? They want to feel like they're right. They want to feel like they're complete. Amen. And righteousness will help you to feel complete. Amen. If you're feeling tonight like you're not complete, or you don't have something that you need in your life, I'm telling you tonight that the flesh will search through meat and drink. Amen. The flesh will search through things that it can eat, that it can drink, that it will take into itself to make itself feel good. But that does not last. It does not satisfy. And it does not make the individual complete. There's only one thing that can make us complete. Well, praise God. It's righteousness. It is going to give us peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, how's God going to give me peace? He's going to give you peace. Amen. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the peace of God and the joy of God. You know why? Because now you've got something inside of you that's more powerful than you. And you've tried to do it all these years, and it hasn't worked out. And you've tried to establish your own little kingdom, so to speak, but it hasn't worked out. And the walls are crumbling, and the roof has fallen in, and it's not working out. What do I do? Where do I go? What situation should I get involved in? I'll tell you tonight, this preacher's trying to tell somebody, you need the Holy Ghost in your life. You need to let God fill you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen. Until the joy comes. I said until the joy comes. Too many folks come to the house of God talking in tongues. Amen. And they leave with a sad countenance on their face. I'll tell you what the problem is. You just didn't stay at the altar long enough. Praise God. Got to stay at the altar till the smile comes on your face. Got to stay at the altar until the peace of God rises up in your heart. Got to stay at the altar until you feel like everything's all right between me and God. Well, praise the Lord. And when you do, you can walk out the doors of the church and take the kingdom of God with you. Amen. Because victory is not just here. It's here. For he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name. And so the gathering together is important. It is very important for there to be corporate worship in our lives. Corporate praise. Amen. It is the will of God that we have preaching. For how can we hear without a preacher? Amen. And we must have this. And God established this. I'm not going to go off into that here tonight. But I'm telling you that when we leave this place, when we come here, it's a place where we're filled up. Amen. This is a place where we find healing. This is the place where we find direction. Come on, somebody. This is the place where we kind of get centered again. Amen. After being out in a world that's full of confusion and going this way and that way, we look at it and say, after a while it just wears on you. But when you come to the house of God, what a clean thing you feel. What a clean message you hear. Praise God. What clean lifted hands of worship unto God you find in this place. And it recenters us. So when we go back out the door of the house of God, we know who we are and we know what we're taking with us. Amen. The Holy Ghost isn't just here. It's in here. Praise God. And if you're making sandwiches or if you're making airplanes, praise God. It really doesn't make a difference. You can take the kingdom of God with you. Well, praise the Lord. You say that sounds simple. You know what it really is? It's just getting a hold of the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to get a hold of your heart tonight. Amen. And Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. I'm not going to preach long here tonight, but I just feel like we need to pray one more time. Amen. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, who was the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. It was God Almighty. Praise God. Matthew chapter 1 says it was the Holy Ghost. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And he said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. Praise God. We're named after Jesus. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God. And so when we receive the Holy Ghost and we receive the Word of God, when we come and we hear the preaching and the ministry of the Word of God, there is a natural thing that begins to take place in our lives. Amen. That Christ will dwell in our hearts by faith. And so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so when we come to the house of God, how many times have I come to the house of God and I needed something and the pastor preached exactly what I needed? Amen. And I left feeling, I came feeling down, but I left feeling up. Praise God. I left actually feeling like I had more faith than what I had when I first came into the house of God. Has anybody else experienced that? I've experienced that many times over. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Amen. And that ye being rooted and grounded in love. And so not only are we strengthened in our faith, but we become rooted and grounded in love. I'm not going to get off onto this here tonight, but when God established the church, He established something really great. When God made Adam, that was a wonderful thing, but it was a better thing when God created Eve. Amen. And when God created Adam and then He created Eve, He created families. And when He created families, He created cities and villages. When God created Adam and Eve, it was the foundation for nations to develop into the world. Why was that such a great thing? Because it helps us to know how to get along with one another. Oh, now the revival's gone. Praise God. But I'll tell you what, friend, we need to learn to love one another, rooted and grounded in love. And that love is first centered upon God. Amen. That's the greatest commandment. Love God with all your heart and so on. And then the second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, praise God. And so this is what happens when we come into the kingdom of God. Amen. This is how we develop joy and peace in our lives. This is how we develop that sense of righteousness and that freedom that God gives us. Jesus said, you shall know the Son, and He will set you free. Amen. And whomsoever the Son sets free is free indeed. God wants to set somebody free tonight. Well, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God wants to set somebody free tonight. And not just to set you free, but give you order for your future. And to give you purpose for your future. Give you a reason for getting up in the morning every day. And a sense of completion. Well, praise God. A sense of order in your life that is not made by yourself, but it is made by the Word of God and given to us by God Himself. Praise God. There's joy in the Lord. J-O-Y, joy. Amen. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy. And it comes from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Colossians 1:26. I'm just going to read a few scriptures here tonight, and then we're going to pray. And I believe God's going to do something here tonight. Colossians 1 and verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so the kingdom of God is within us. Amen. And this is the mystery that has been hid from ages and from generations. Amen. The mystery that has been from Adam all the way to Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, it was a mystery. They didn't know what God was actually going to do until He did it. Praise God. He told them to go and that they would be baptized in the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But all through the Old Testament, there was a mystery. It was hidden. God hid the truth. Amen. This experience that we have today, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. The Spirit of Christ in us, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's what was hidden from the beginning of time. And so, folks, what we have available to us, what is afforded to us, praise God, is that we can have the Holy Ghost. I know that sounds very simple, and you've heard it many, many times probably, but I'm telling you, what we need more than anything is the Holy Ghost in our lives. We need to be baptized in the Spirit, and then baptized in the Spirit again, and then baptized in the Spirit again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Praise God, because there's not joy in doing it on your own strength. There is not victory in doing it in your own strength. Amen. But the victory and the joy that we have comes from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And that's why it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Joy replaces depression. Amen. Faith replaces fear. Amen. Peace replaces turmoil in your spirit. Amen. Righteousness replaces lies and deceit and sin. Amen. And we become a brand new person. Amen. We have come from the darkness into the marvelous light. And it comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I read to you how they received the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts chapter 2. And I just want to declare tonight that God has not changed his plan from then till now. Well, praise God. It's the same for us today as it has always been. Are you searching tonight in your heart? Is there something inside of you? I'm not talking about... You know, I've had people tell me I'm looking for the perfect church. Well, I'll tell you what you need to find is a church that preaches the truth. The truth of the Word of God. Deuteronomy 6 and 4, there is only one God. Amen. But you're never going to find a perfect church. What you need is something perfect inside of you. Praise God. A new heart that was created by God in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. And it only comes through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Let's stand together. Can we do that right now? Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. God loves us. God cares about you and I. Amen. And if you're here tonight and you've been searching in your heart, you've been looking here and looking there, but every time you try to do it on your own, it doesn't work out. I'm here to tell you tonight, God's got his eye on you. I felt the call of God again in this service here tonight. And God's reaching out. Amen. God's reaching out to somebody right now and saying, come on and serve me. Come on and live for me. Put everything aside. Lay everything aside. Amen. Don't seek for all the things of this world, but he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. I love that chorus that we sang tonight, and I really don't want to end here on a slow note, all right? Because I believe we have the most joyful thing in the whole wide world that God has given to us in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's how I feel. That's how I feel tonight. Amen. When I came to the house of God and God filled me with the Holy Ghost, it took me a little while. I had to come and pray, seek after God until I got some things out of my heart. But when I got the Holy Ghost and I felt the presence of God, I remember the very first time I ever felt the presence of God in my whole life. I was raised in a church where there was no move of God. And when I walked through the doors of the church, it was as though the Lord was right there and he put his arm around me and said, come on, let's just sit right over here. And we sat right down over there. And then somebody said, would you like to get baptized? And I said, yes. I didn't ask him how. I'd never read the Bible. I didn't know anything. I just knew I needed God. I knew that my life was not working out, and I just knew that God had the answer for my life. And I went and got baptized. And then a few weeks later, God filled me with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. And you know what? From that day until now, amen. Almost every time it's time for church, I say, praise God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We sold everything, or we packed up everything, rather. We didn't sell it. We didn't have much to sell. Packed it all into a van, drove to the city of Boston, and started ministering there. It took us 45 minutes to drive to the church one way, and we did that for 8 years. Sometimes it was even a little bit longer than that, depending on the traffic and all. There were times that we just stayed at the church because it was such a drive. We just stayed at the church all day Sunday and then got ready for church on Sunday night and did that many, 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 many times. You know what? I'd do it all again. You're not looking at somebody tonight that's getting tired and worn out. Well, I put in my time. No siree. I'll tell you what, I've got some more time left and I want to make it count for God. I want to do something for God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to do something with the time that God has given me in this world. How does it happen? How do you get such a purpose and an excitement in your life? Amen. When I received the Holy Ghost, in my heart, God put something in my heart. And if you don't have it tonight, you need to pray till God does it. But God put something in my heart. I want to go back and feel that again. I want to go back and feel that again. I want to go back and experience more of that. And I after I began to grow in grace and in knowledge, I began to realize what I really had, that this is the treasure in an earthen vessel. God gave me the treasures of heaven and put it down on the inside. And when I leave the church, I take it with me. I don't leave it at the church. Well, praise God. I don't leave it at the church. I take it with me. Amen. But I do think the presence of God lingers where the people of God worship. Amen. The insurance man came a while back, and he was giving us a quote. We wanted to get our prices down, and he really blessed us. And he walked into the church, and he just stopped, and he looked around. And he said, you know what? He said, I go to a lot of churches, and I write up insurance policies on a lot of people, a lot of churches. And he said, some of them, you walk into it, and you don't feel a single thing. There's nothing. He said, but when I walked in here, he said, I don't even want to leave. I just want to stay here. What do you believe? He said, what do you believe? I said, well, we're Pentecostal. Well, that doesn't mean anything. What kind of Pentecostal are you? And he started asking me. And so I realized that this was someone that really wanted to know. And I said, we believe in one God. Deuteronomy 6:4. And we believe in baptizing in Jesus' name because that's what the Scripture teaches. And I began to witness to him. And when I was finished, he said, Pastor, you've given me about 6 months of study. He said, I've never heard this before, and I need to study this out. Praise God. And I sent him a book about it so he could study it even further. Amen. But it's all right here in this book tonight. Are you searching? Are you searching? Are you really hungry tonight? Do you really, really want God more than anything else? I'm telling you, he's here. The Bible says he is close as the mention of his name. He's as close as the breath that's coming out of your mouth right now. All you have to do is say, God, I want you right now.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Come on, church, help me tonight. Praise the Lord. All you got to do is say, God, I want you right now. Throw your hands in the air, lift your head up to heaven, and say, God, give me the treasure of heaven right now. I want it tonight. I want it right now. I'm tired of living the way I've been living. I need God more than I need anything else in all of this world, and God will touch you. Praise the Lord. Sing it tonight and get a friend and come with them to the altar. And let's pray till the Holy Ghost comes down and you can leave with that joy and you can leave with that peace in your heart. Amen. And let's find a place for just a moment. Amen. We're not just going to gather around and stand. That's not what I'm trying to do here tonight. But I'm looking for a hungry heart. I'm looking for somebody that's searching. Praise God. And if you are, you can find what you're looking for tonight.